I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Prime Pod, the only podcast in the whole of the UK that drinks a Prime and asks a man a real question. So I am joined by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. How are you, Dwayne?
Hello, I'm doing all right.
Good to have you here. Now, my real question for you, strap yourself in. It's going to get real. It's for you. This question, what were your GCSE results?
We don't have GCSEs in America.
Oh. What Prime are you drinking?
The blue one.
The blue one. Oh, I love a nice blue one. The blueberry raspberry one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm drinking.
Oh, good, good. Well, great to have you on the show, Dwayne. Do you ever get annoyed that people can't just call you Dwayne Johnson anymore?
They can't. They have to call me the Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They have to use my middle name.
But you haven't been The Rock for about 20 years?
No, but it's better than the name Dwayne, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Is wrestling all made up, Dwayne?
It is all made up, yeah.
Is it all made up? So none of it's real at all?
No. Even the ring's fake.
Even the ring fake. I hate when people say that. It generally annoys me because they go like, look at the skill and the effort that goes into it still.
I know. You don't say that about Game of Thrones, do you? Say, oh, look, oh, that's not a real dragon. We know it's not a real dragon.
Yeah, but it's still put together and choreographed, isn't it?
Wow. This is the worst podcast you've ever done.
It's the worst podcast I've ever done. Right, we'll start again.
Oh, it's not that. It's the proper podcast.
No, we're doing another one. Right, we're starting again. Hello, listener. You're listening to Soapcast, where each week I'm joined by someone from a soap in the 90s. So here we have Deirdre Barlow. Hello, Deirdre.
Hello.
How was it to be on Coronation
Street? This is even worse. We're
going to
say
Dean Gaffney. Dean Gaffney? All right, let's start again. Right, you're listening to Soapcast. Here we have Dean Gaffney. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
How's Wellard?
He's good.
He's still alive, is he?
He's still alive. I'll keep him frozen in a little cupboard.
You're listening to Small Screen Noise.
You know, all that's going in. All of it's going in.
Let's go.
How's your week been?
Yes, it's been good. Yeah, I've got no stories. I've got nothing.
You got nothing?
Apart from a man coming into a retail store and telling them that their menswear was in the wrong place.
What? Why was he so bothered? Was he like somebody who worked for the chain?
No, he used to be in retail and he was basically telling the manager that it's in the wrong place. The kids' wear should be next to menswear. It shouldn't be behind homeware. It's there.
I love it when people who used to do that job come in to tell you how the job is and don't expect that things may have changed. And also, get a hobby.
But you have to search. That's what they want you to do. Go around the store and shop and then find it. Oh, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, don't give it to them. It's like a maze. It's like give Sonic them the Hedgehog. Yeah, it's more like The Legend of Zelda. You found the potions. Now you can unlock underwear.
Don't give them what they want. So you are now an influencer that tests Prime, are you?
Yeah, I'm now a Prime tested influencer. influencer. I'm not at all. I just found some in Asda the other day.
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. He was in there. Don't know what reference that had. Was that just Transformer?
It was, yeah.
You're on the other podcast. Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, and the other guy.
You're listening to the Transformers podcast.
Maybe if we just stuck to one podcast, we could do it better, other than all these great ideas.
Yeah, we've got a good idea anyway. Why do we keep making up new ones?
Someone said to me once, this is the greatest idea they've ever heard for a podcast.
Who was that?
No one ever said it. I was just throwing it out there. You've ruined that. Give them a bit of mystery. Think of the wrestling. At least keep them guessing. I did a video this morning where I thought it'd be funny to make a funny light drink with a bottle of Prime with some green tea. And it's still in the cup. And you know what? It's quite nice.
So, Adam, what are we talking about today?
So, today we are talking about probably one of my favourite shows of the noughties from one of my favourite comedians of all time. It is indeed Harry Hill's TV Burp. I fucking love this, and it still makes me laugh watching it back, even though it is clearly In Bed With Me Dinner from Bob Mills. I still think it's amazing. This gives me so much joy, and I remember when it first aired, Harry Hill had just finished doing his show on Channel 4. He'd been given his own show for ITV, which didn't really work, and then this first aired, and it was on about 10:30 at night. And me and my mate Lewis stayed up at 10:30 round his house and watched it. And I still think, if I can master this format, I'll be a happy man.
Yeah, but we do this format, don't we? We watch television and then we make fun of it.
Exactly. That is exactly what I do. We do even. It's not a single operation.
Oh, no. On the poster, actually, I'm the host of Small Screen 90s, it says on the comedy poster for this week.
Oh, does it now? Does it now? Ooh.
You wrote it.
I did write it, yes. That is a quote then, isn't it? It's a quote from this podcast.
No, it should be co-host, isn't it? Then we co-host this.
We do. Some listeners would disagree with that completely.
It's a collaboration. I watched one from the early days and they didn't have a video. They just had pictures for some of the jokes.
Yeah, where they couldn't get the license. Apparently, the more successful it got, the more video clips they were actually given. So they were given like series in advance in order to take the piss out of it, because it would then become a bigger show because people had seen it on TV. But a lot like another show where they sit and watch the telly but don't have the wit.
Like Freaky Eaters got a second series because he kept going Chippy Chips every week.
Chippy Chips!
And they thanked him. And after that, he said, well, we're not reviewing it anymore. We're not having it on the show.
But that's the problem, isn't it? It's created a monster. In some ways, it's like that Banksy film.
I watched an episode where the EastEnders and Shane Ritchie was in it. And over Christmas, I listened to some Shane Ritchie and Joseph said AMJ when he heard Shane Ritchie speak.
Oh, for fuck. Like, do you know what, though? I will always be haunted with the ghost of Shane Ritchie. Is I had an argument with an ex once, and she referred to me as like, you're nothing but a cheap Shane Ritchie.
You're Paul Dead Bovis and you're poor Shane Ritchie.
It was a really like horrible thing to say as well, because I like Shane Ritchie. I've read his autobiography, Rags to Ritchies, which I think is one of the greatest titles ever.
He was singing Fairy Tale of New York and he's like,
so happy Christmas, I love you, babe.
baby. That's Adam.
That's me. I love her sing. And you know what? I'm too late in the game to change it. Well, that's nice that I am a poor man, Shane Ritchie.
The Nail Bar is opening in EastEnders.
It was. And I always find that weird when they open something new in EastEnders, because it's always something so odd. It's a Nail Bar or Bill's Multi Mart. Bill's Multi Mart was my favourite when he really expanded to a slightly bigger shop. It wasn't a Multi Mart. It was just a supermarket.
Did I say that I watched Coronation Street the other day and Spider's in it, and now he's an undercover cop?
Do you know, for a short period of time, Spider was working in a greasy spoon?
No. What, the actor?
The actor. not just a massive spider frying up egg. But he's good. He's got eight arms. He can cook anything at once. Legs. I know it's legs, listeners. I know it's legs.
Electric Six reference. What's that then?
Oh, a gay bar.
Oh, I'll take you to a nail bar. That was it.
I'll take you to a nail bar. Nail bar. Nail bar. Which really made me laugh. Like, the whole idea of, I love Electric Six as well. This episode had everything. If you get a chance to see Electric Six live, please go and see them.
And Heartbeat was over, and they started a new drama on ITV1, which was The Royal. That really lasted for a long time, didn't it?
It's weird. I always found like Heartbeat a bit weird, because I don't think anyone liked... And there was that weird period of time where Gary Barlow and Charlotte Church were in an episode, which wouldn't happen now. And also, Nick Berry got me a warning from a job at John Fowler's once, where I thought it was funny to replace all the famous actors and everything who had been on the stage with pictures of Nick Berry. So I changed the whole room. So it must have been about 20 photos, and then changed the board saying Nick Berry performing here live tonight. And it got to the point where I was printing off £50 notes with Nick Berry's face on and putting them at the bottom of the cash machine and sticking them in there. Great fun until the next day.
But Nick Berry didn't get you in trouble. It was you. It wasn't him. He wasn't telling you to put his picture on everything.
No, it was Dave Berry who told me to do that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I watched The Apprentice today, and they had a cartoon challenge where they had to invent a cartoon character, and I was like, Shreddo would have won.
Imagine if I would have got through, right? Imagine if I would have been on that episode. I go, we need a cartoon character. I'd be like, whoa, hold up, guys.
Hang on a minute. You'd be rolling your sleeves up going, hang on a minute. I think I've got something you might enjoy.
Can you draw squares? Of course I can.
Can you imagine if Alan Sugar said, isn't that a SpongeBob SquarePants?
I would have smashed him in his old withered face. It's not SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a completely different character. Do you know the thing is with that as well? Every time I watch it, I just wanted to go on it, Apprentice, because I thought it was fun. It looks like something. It looks like fun, doesn't it?
Mm.
A lot like the Traitors. It looks like, oh, that'd be a bit of a laugh until the boardroom and basically not having a business plan, which was quite something that would have held me back a bit.
That's what annoys me with that pro. Oh, shit, we shouldn't really talk about it because we can review The Apprentice because that's 2000s.
Yeah, we can talk about this series, though.
Like someone have a spa as their business plan, and then in this episode they're making a cartoon character.
So Nailbot.
Yes. Also Nana Moon's in it, and I put in that I hate Nana Moon.
Why do you hate that? Do you know, whilst listening to a podcast, Time Capsule with insert name of host here, ever put it, a guy from Only Fools and Horses, he's done so much more since then.
Roger Lloyd Pack. Yes.
No, Roger Lloyd Pack.
Who's Roger Lloyd? David Jason.
No, I need to Google it because
Nicholas Lyndhurst.
It's not a Nicholas Lyndhurst, is it?
Didn't someone say this week that Nicholas Lyndhurst is coming back and they're doing a UK version of Frasier?
They're doing like series two where Frasier moves away, which has always worked for series, hasn't it? Take one of the main characters and move him away, Joey. Everyone's favourite sitcom.
It was. It was very good on Channel 5.
It wasn't. It was terrible. If only he had more friends.
I've written Pop Idol on the list. No, I don't know what that means. Pants.
No,
pants.
The story I was telling you with, or I'm going to lose a friend.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Apparently, the one reason the Moons were written is a kind of a homage to Only Fools and Horses. Because, like, Shay Ritchie is the Dale boy, that little Moon was the Rodney, and Nana Moon was meant to be Granddad.
Why did they make us Nana Moon so annoying? I hate Nana Moon almost as much as I hate Craig. But listeners, half of my rant wasn't in last week because I was too mean to Craig.
I listened back to it and thought, this is going to be good. This is going to get the figures in. I thought he's cut all the good stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying what I said.
Well, you didn't need to call him a cunt. I mean, that was a bit much. Got only one big brother. Released a questionable Christmas single.
I put Henry VIII or AMJ.
Oh,
which is better?
Who will win a fight between me? I had some kid like I took on a tour recently, and I was talking about Henry VIII, and not even prompted, he went, "He looks like you."
Oh, I've just realised what I meant. I was listening to what you just said.
I don't know what's going on.
I think I meant Pop Idol is something that we could do on this show.
So why have you written that on your notes list?
I've also got Wife Swap.
Yeah.
Holiday
Showdown. Is that a to-do list?
Holiday Showdown. No, basically I watched TV, but I've just got ideas of what shows that we can review that were quality, I will say.
Didn't it make you feel a bit nostalgic? Because this show like was on at the time, like you'd watch this then go out.
Or by the time you watched some shows at 5 o'clock, you're drunk, he said.
I'm drunk. Wasted. Absolutely trashed. Not now. I don't really drink. Only Prime. Hashtag Prime Drinks UK.
Did you hear that Harry Hill tried to get Peter Kay to host this after he wanted to leave?
Yeah.
And Peter was like, no, it's your thing. I can't do it.
You never see Peter Kay in those hosting roles. I think he did Big Brother, Big Breakfast a few times.
Big Brother.
Oh, that would have been great. But yeah, he's just not. I think he is kind of a law to himself, and that's why we love him. And can people stop messaging me about the end of Peter Kay's show? It's not. I'll cut that out. I'll tell you later.
What?
Apparently, I've had the message like three times going, he's nicked your bit.
Oh, doesn't he flies around on a balloon and he sings TV theme tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok.
Yeah, but I've never flown around on a balloon.
Yeah, it's like, yes, this is my bit because I've got a balloon.
I've got a balloon halfway through that at Worthing Social Club.
I hate social media. I know some of the stuff that's in it already. I was like, no, I don't want to know what's in it. I want to watch it myself.
It's weird though, because you can't look away, can you?
No, especially on TikTok. You know, YouTube, it'll say, oh, Peter Kay video coming up. If you want to see clips from his show, don't watch. TikTok, you just scroll through and, oh, there you go. There's the end of a film that you're going to watch. Bastards.
What film was ruined for you?
Highlander
2, The Quickening.
No, that was spoiled anyway by being made. It was...
They spoiled that film by making it.
Oh, it was a Ryan Reynolds film. Free Guy.
Free Guy.
Yeah, there were some jokes that were ruined because someone posted it on TikTok. This is...
Was it a certain a joke?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Don't spoil it here as well.
If you haven't seen it, it's like 2 years old. If you haven't seen it now...
So there's me saying to you, oh, when a spoiler just pops up and you just said it without no warning.
It's like, you know, Charlie Chaplin gives a speech at the end of Great Dictator as well.
Does he?
Yeah, quite harrowing.
Yeah, but you haven't said what he said. That's not a spoiler.
No, I won't, because I'm not the great Charlie Chaplin.
You could say the end of the Avatar 2 film, they have a fight in the water because it's called Way of Water. I haven't watched it, but they probably have a fight in the water.
Well, what if they do something else in the water, like just have a wee, a big old wee in the water?
Well, what, for 3 hours?
Well, it looks like someone's had a massive wank in the water by the direction of it. Oh, wow.
Did you prefer it when it was late night or when it came to Saturday afternoon television?
I preferred, I don't know, late night was all good, but I feel that they got away with a bit more late night. But then again, Harry Hill's not.
He's not for kids. It's not for kids. It's, well, and some of it goes under the radar. There's a bit I saw where Shirley from EastEnders said that her pants are on the floor. So he gets a briefcase out, sticks it in the briefcase, and said, I'll save that for later. A kid's going to get what that meant.
Well, also, you're watching something now which is possibly, some episodes are probably 20 years old.
I think so.
So, like, the time of reference, and you could get away with a lot more. Like, even like when I was doing kids presenting and stuff, you could get away with so much more than you could now with, like, what you could say in content-wise. I blame Peppa Pig.
Why do you blame Peppa Pig?
Just annoying, isn't it? And she looks really crap, like, as a character. That was something, like, the Apprentice team would have drawn.
Oh, I feel really old.
When's the first episode? This is the horrible thing.
It started 2002, so it was...
22 years old.
You think it was yesterday, don't you? You think, oh, it started yesterday.
That's nearly, in 8 years, that's 30 years.
Yeah, well done.
Well, that's maths. You're listening to Mathscast with me, Matthew Maths. 1 + 1 = a legend. So,
why didn't you do that one earlier?
Because I was holding on to it for the right occasion.
Because that one made sense and it was funny. So we could have done that
we're putting it apart, are we? One of them casts, is it, when we're here to talk about each other's set?
Oh, all right. It was a very good idea for a podcast.
I'm only messing. Where were we on TV Burp? I was going to say Peter Kay's TV Burp.
I was just saying, did you like it when it was tea time or...?
I like the tea time one as well, because before a night out, it put you in such a good mood. Like, you watch this, you'd have some laughs. And then you go to the pub, you'd have a drink, smiling away, go, The greatest clip ever is an Emmerdale clip. And he goes, I didn't know it was Panto time already. And here's a line from The Wizard of Oz. And I don't know who the character was, but it was just one of the people pulling someone out of a chair. And he looked exactly like the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
Well, the writers have sat there for ages and ages going, oh, I've watched loads of Emmerdale. Look at that bloke coming out of a chair. He looks like a lion.
That's the joy of writing.
And also it gave the best song ever, which is Amanda Lamb.
Amanda Lamb.
Yes, Amanda Lamb's back! Amanda Lamb, Amanda Lamb. Everybody loves Amanda Lamb. She's real and not a sham. That's why everybody loves Amanda Lamb.
Amanda who?
Amanda Lamb.
Amanda Ham?
No, Amanda Lamb. If you're in the jam, then call Amanda Lamb. If you're in the car or mummy push you in a pram, eating pilchers for your dinner or just munching on a yam, by plane or train or tram from Hong Kong to Vietnam, everybody loves Amanda Lamb. If anyone can do it, Mandy can.
Why Amanda Lamb?
Didn't it make you watch and think Harry Hill is a genius?
I used to like recurring jokes, and then after a while he'd go, no, we're not doing that anymore. And you're like, oh, come on. And then he'd do it, and he's like, ah, that's how you do a recurring joke. You want them to want it, and then you're like, no, you're taking it away.
Give them a taste, not a main course. That's what my boss used to say when I worked at the restaurant.
Like the jelly.
Yeah. Did you see him on his tour, the recent one?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yes.
Is he still touring?
Yes.
I'd like to see him. I was just thinking watching this, like, I don't think there's anyone like him, but who doesn't ever compromise or try and change his act to fit in? It
just does silly stuff. Everyone's doing observations now. Come on, do a bit of silly. Go on.
Well, just goes with it as well. That's the thing. You watch something he does and you think, this is absolute rubbish, but you can get away with it and make it funny.
He is one of my influences when I'm doing stuff. You'd do a set and he'd do a bit that was really weird and he'd go, you actually are here. You actually are watching this. This is not a dream.
Did you ever watch Harry Hill's little internet show?
Yes.
That was great. Like, absolutely amazing. The one where he found like a spoon in the garden that ran away and he had to fight a giant ant.
But you would say, oh, he went on the internet so he could do his own thing. He was doing that anyway.
That's the way to do it. Look at all these views, eh?
Yes.
And to you three people, thanks for tuning in.
Do you know what? I'm going to say something that I didn't think I'd say last week. I think I'm enjoying the new scoring system.
Are you enjoying the new scoring system? Is it almost like I was right?
Well, I think maybe we should give it whole numbers if you're going to go that high. So what are you thinking this week? I'm thinking 17,000.
But I reckon you should add... No.
What's
the point of having a scoring system out of 2,000 if we're just going to give it whole numbers? Because then we might as well just score it out of 20.
Yeah, that might be a better idea, wouldn't it?
And by your own, admittance, you said you were enjoying the new scoring system.
Yeah, I was, but I contrived it and made it my own thing. And now you've gone, no. We're going to keep it mad like it was.
Well, I want to give it 17,050.
17,050.
What are you going to give it?
I think I'm going to keep it as that because that is a whole number, even though you've just moaned about whole numbers.
I have. Wow. We're locking it in?
Yes.
Well, let's.
Lock.
It.
In.
Wow, I can hear my Tamagotchi beeping and Chris can hear his... Hold on, that's 90s. That's not a reference. Oh.
Mini disc player.
Right, let's do that. I'm shit at this today. Well, I've got a mini disc with Sum 41 and Blink 182 to listen to, so I've got to go. And Chris has got to go and watch Spider-Man 2 at the cinema. So...
Yeah. Yeah,
I hope you've enjoyed this, listener. I really do. And thanks for keep coming back. Like, we really appreciate you. I keep saying I when it's...
Should we come clean and say that you never watched TV Burp this week?
I did watch TV Burp this week, and I've watched it quite a lot over the years.
You watched Little Britain, didn't you?
I watched Little Britain by mistake, and I thought we'd get through this. I thought I could blag that. And it's very early.
The only problem was all my notes were for a specific episode. And if you've not seen it, then it's not going to really work, is it?
Well, no. And I think they must have cottoned on. Oh, I wonder what next week could be.
Oh, bollocks. Oh, oh yeah. Oh, who cares?
Who cares? Do you know what? Fuck it. Fuck them all.
No, I thought, keep it a secret. And I thought, no. It's a tease, isn't it, for next week?
It is a tease. If you're listening to this and you're teasing yourself.
So, bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you next week for... I don't know what show it could possibly be now.
Oh, I hope the whole of Britain, and especially the smaller people, will join in.
It's not a show about the UK and dwarves.
You can't say that.
Okay. I just have.
Oh, you rebel. We'll be right back.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.